That is good.
Okay.
Andy, the agenda needs to have one more item added to it. There are minutes from an earlier meeting in August that need to be approved as well. I think it was August 13th.
August 13th. Do we have those minutes? Have they been read?
They haven't been read. Or have
I had one
I
correction.
I do have them. Do you have them?
I had one correction for those minutes.
Bill?
It was where I made a motion that the money from the sale of the lot be put in a special capital improvement account, and that we only dip into that, but that we were able to, and we would dip into it to keep our budget, our checkbook solvent. Barbara got the majority of that just right, but she added one little phrase that I don't believe I said and didn't intend, that it was a loan from the capital improvement account. I just said we wouldn't spend any money unless we had to, but if we did, we would draw upon it. I didn't look upon it as a loan. I would like
the way
to
I've worded it says Phil made a motion second by Larry to Larry Clarkson to have Dale Clarkson open a capital improvement account at State Bank of Southern Utah and deposit the proceeds into this account. If money is needed to sustain the regular expenses through the end of the year, a loan from this account will be given. Sounded to be on the account also. All in favor.
I didn't think it was a loan. I just thought it was money. If it was the ranch's money, we would take from it if we absolutely had to. If we didn't, we wouldn't. But the idea of a loan was not my intent.
So if money is needed to sustain the regular expenses through the end of the year, money will be taken from this account.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that changes my vote.
That changes. It is a change because it should stay in the capital account.
I think we'd need to vote to change that minute.
Okay, well, that was the reason I had it the way I did, because I thought that, okay.
I don't think it's a bad idea to have it as, and maybe Phil didn't say it or intend it that way, but I think it's important that we do it on that basis as a loan that we maintain. Funds that come into a capital account can't just be, well, okay, we need it for maintenance account, let's use it, and it never gets put back. We need it for capital items.
Back in there. That's why we have two separate accounts.
Was it really, was not the water system a capital improvement on the ranch, and since that's where most of the money went, isn't it really valid and just to spend that money for the sale of that lot for that capital improvement? That's where I think
it needs to be voted on that way, Phil. It needs to say a capital improvement account, and this is what we're going to spend it on, and then we make a vote that it comes out of that account.
Capital improvement account before we did the water project. So.
That's right. So at that point, from now on, it should.
Well, maybe those funds, those need to be identified. The expenses we had a water budget. And we spent it, and we needed more, and maybe that can be justified and say those are capital.
I literally have to, you know.
All the money we had
budgeted for the water.
It's been used somewhere else.
No. Well,
it just hasn't been used.
It just hasn't.
We
don't have the money there, so I'm just not using it. Because, I mean, I'll tell you guys
well, we don't have
what the deal is. But.
You know, some of the members at the annual meeting were a little upset that this amount of money wasn't accounted for in our overall financial status. And whether if you're not using money because it's not there, it means you need to put money into the budget to
accommodate that.
So I don't know. It's kind of a moot point. It's not a big deal to me. If you want to leave it like that.
Well, I guess.
But I don't see how this loan business makes.
Yeah, as the secretary, the question I have is, what was the motion that was voted on?
Well, according to the tape, it was what Christy wrote down.
Yeah, it was a loan.
It was
but
a loan.
I think Phil didn't mean it that way. Obviously, he's the one that made the motion, and when he read it, that wasn't his intent. But from the discussion that was on the tape, that was the discussion that I got.
And
obviously,
that's
I'm not
about.
Alone because Val and Shauna remember it the same way.
That's the way I understand.
You did too.
Did I use the word loan?
Yeah.
The term loan was used in the idea that I got, and I listened very carefully to it because I jokingly said I'll be a co-signer on that account if you need me. Is the loan portion of it was if we used it for something other than a capital improvement, we would ultimately replace it with capital improvement. You know, so we maintained a capital improvement budget.
Yeah, that was my intention.
That was the intent of the capital account.
Because if you read this, if money is needed to sustain the regular expenses through the end of the year, a loan. The regular expenses, I think, was what the difference was versus capital improvement. okay, but I don't know. It's up to you guys.
Bill, do you want to say something on
it? I move that we accept the minutes as typed.
I second.
Move on.
Okay. All those in favor of accepting the minutes of the August 13th meeting as written?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye. So I heard three in favor and one against.
He said slow saying aye.
Four in favor.
Andy got in there like my wife and cut me off.
All right.
Something got in his eye.
All right. How many eyes were there?
Four.
Enough.
I heard four.
Okay.
I didn't vote because I wasn't in the meeting.
I used to do the hand thing.
Yeah. Very hard. Easier. Okay.
Okay, so we're moving to the minutes of the...
Minutes of the September 17th meeting. And that was the annual meeting.
Was
over there.
Doing the count because there were four of us, and then Phil was also an I, so it's identified.
Who was the other one?
Val, Shauna, myself.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay, do all the board members have a copy of the meeting at approximately 4:30 in the small cabin over here?
No. Is that the one you just handed out?
That's the one that I emailed to you.
He had emailed all to us.
It adjourned at 6. That's 2.5-hour meeting. No, an hour and a half. I think we're only in there about half an hour. So the only thing I could see too long with it was at the bottom, it said adjourned at 6 o'clock. It probably need to say 5 o'clock.
It's down to the very last line.
Right. Liz.
Yeah, I think I was optimistic about the start time, though, so... you're right, probably didn't last an hour and a half. So, okay, we change that to 5?
Looks bad if that's all we did in 2.5 hours.
Historically,
but we're off to the same pace today.
Okay, after having everyone have seen the minutes, all those in favor, what? Okay.
I make a motion we accept the minutes with that
correction.
5 o'clock change.
I'll second.
All those in favor, show of hands. Aye.
Everyone.
Those opposed? None.
Unanimous.
Unanimous.
That is good. That's a good stuff.